Jesus asked a question one time, a question which had no answer. It was a rhetorical question. He asked, "Why do you call me Lord, that is Master, and you don't do the things that I command?" I think that's a pretty good question. It's a good question for me. I talk about the Lord Jesus Christ all the time. Am I obeying him in everything I know to do? I read through the Sermon on the Mount, and I just say, "Lord, I need some grace, but I'm trying." Sounds like the questions my dad used to ask me. If you know that something's going to hurt you, why do you do it? If you know you're going to get in trouble for doing that certain thing, why did you do it? And there really is never a good answer for that, except a smart aleck one, which would get you in further trouble. See, Jesus said, look, if you'll do the things that I say, you'll be like the wise man that built his house on a rock. And when the winds came and the floods came and the rains beat on the house, it stood firm because it was built on a rock. But the ones who don't do what Jesus said, even if they call him Lord, are going to be like the man who built his house on the sand. And when the winds came and the rain beat against it and the floods came up, the house fell down because it was built on the sand. You see, Jesus gives us the commands that he gives us for our good and for the good of the whole community. Do you realize what a paradise we would be living in if everyone followed the commands of Christ? It would be a wonderful place to live. We're all talking about how to keep people from murdering one another, as if we can take a weapon away from people and take the murder out of their heart. They want to do away with a certain kind of weapon. And yet, in the United States, last year in our country, there were more people killed with hammers and baseball bats than with that type of weapon. It's murder in the hearts of people. We're building our house on sand. Laws only apply to law breakers. And so to think we can change human behavior by making and enforcing laws is building our house upon sand. We have to change people. Change their hearts so they not only call Jesus Lord, but they obey what he says. Let's read about it. It's in Luke, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 46th verse. "And why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my saying and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that hears and does not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Let's pray. Oh Jesus, may I not just call you Lord and say, "Lord, Lord," and not do what you say. Help me, O Lord, to follow your will. I need your grace. I will do my best, but I know that I need help. Oh Lord, I want to build the house of my life on a rock that won't be shaken. May I dwell on your words and listen to what you say and what your apostles have taught, so that I may have a life that is built upon a rock. And help our country, O Lord. Help us to see, and help our leaders to see, that it's the change of people which must come about, beginning at the top, so we can found our country again upon a rock. In Jesus' name, amen.